And Joe, you're talking about a dangerous place. Could you
name
the place?
Oh, yeah, in the winter time, you know, with two times I think I've been a little bit problem on this little creek right here. And the first one, when I was small, with I think we were using 7 or 9 dogs. Kufkalak. From this area, somewhere. That Andrew Jeff bring me to his trap line. I went with him just for, you know, learning the country, you know, areas. So we follow this creek, you know, part of it, and all of a sudden dogs went through the ice thin after freeze up, you know. That was in November. And boy, it was real steep down there, no water. Water's way down there. The ice was way up there. Open, those two dogs was hanging on their lines, and he was holding the brake, and those three dogs were holding steady. So I turned them sideways and start pulling those dogs on the sideways. And second time with the snow machine. Even this, from here to there, probably 8 feet wide, you know, place, some places there. Boy, it real down deep, just like a ditch down, 8 feet deep down. And one time we take all branches to fill that hole, you know, and make a crossing. You got no way to take big ground, you don't want to. You want to take a straight, you know. If you take a long route, you might run out of gas. So we filled up, me and Peter Napoca, and we use it for bridge, those branches, you know, just enough to hold a snow machine to cross. And second one, me and him, we was tracking these chasing caribous, tracking down them. Same thing I happened, my snow machine when all of a sudden went down, you know. I was looking, I went down the side of the snow machine down to, that was a froze bottom, way up down. Second time, that was nearby that place, I think, where we went through it, when they make a ditch bridge. Where those who in this area might be in this area. Because you can't see nothing, just like smooth all the way. I look back and he's behind me and look for those tracks, follow him. Sometimes I just go straight a little bit, and these animals, they know what dangers are. They avoid from that place and go around it. I think I just went through it.
How did you get the snow machine out?
My partner helped me. I was underneath and push him up. It went down, skis right across there. Back it was hung up on a where that little gap, you know. Didn't went through, just hung right there, hanging up there above me. When he noticed me, I was friend of him, and he would still look around, and pretty soon when he looked around, look ahead, how come my partner all of a sudden, where the hell went? He kept going, following my tracks, and he got me, and I can hear him up there. He probably died already. Yeah. I hollered, I'm alive. He looked, what in the world? All of us, our sides was just, prayers are good, cross are good. We went through there. Did I call that little creek a danger? Because when you can't see good, you know, when that little snow drifting, just like they go straight.